Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul. It does.
Yep.
There's a lot of things that settle in your soul. That's definitely one of them.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Bushy-tailed.
Uh-huh. So I must be bright-eyed.
You are.
Always.
Always. And our trusty little lady in there, keeping us out of trouble.
Hey, Ashley. How you doing, hon?
Doing all right. How are you guys?
Doing well.
Good.
Broadcasting live here from KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and we are streaming live on KCNR, 1460.com. That's what happens when you're a guest on the radio program.
Good morning, Jefferson. How you doing? All you patriots out there, fun-loving patriots that want to separate the Jefferson Territory from California.
Mm-hmm.
And the sooner the better, in my mind.
The sooner the better.
Should have been done yesterday.
I agree.
Or weeks ago, months ago, years ago, whatever.
I agree.
But we have to keep on fighting the fight and doing what we're doing and endure the court case calendar. That's what we're doing. That's all we're doing at this point. That's all we can do.
Yes. And on Monday, July 29th at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless, we are going to have the Assembly District 1 Candidate Forum. Patrick Henry Jones, Joe Turner, and Lane Rickert. Three of the five candidates will be there. Megan Daly and Elizabeth Betancourt were invited but declined to participate. In fact, we've had a little bit of trouble with Ms. Daly on trying to get her to come to debate, but we'll just see how things go as the process moves along. So we're pretty excited about that. Janet Chandler will be doing the moderating,
yeah.
And we'll be having a good time for all. We encourage everybody in District 1 to come to that debate. We can seat about 300 people at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Yeah, and we can stand another 50 or 60.
We can stand another 50 or 60. So, and this will be tomorrow night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview Road. So, Wynn.
Yes.
What you got there, buddy? Looks like you've got some.
We have a little calendar thing going on here, so I'm just kind of let people know what's going on. dates to remember, so to speak. Friday, August 16th, the state of Jefferson is having their second annual business showcase from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Forney Building at the El Dorado County Fairgrounds in Placerville. So come one, come all. It's free admission and parking. It's a great event. And so come from neighboring counties as well. It's a good event. We went to the first one last year, and they did a stellar job hosting the event.
Aren't they going to have, like, riding lawnmower races?
Yeah, they're going to have all kinds of fun stuff like
those
that.
Those are fun.
Those are fun.
If you watch the kids on those things, it's hilarious.
Kids?
Yeah, the big kids.
Oh, the big kids.
Yeah, the bright-eyed big kids.
There you go. Heck with the kids. Push the kids aside. Let the adults play on those toys. And then Tuesday, August 27th, the Walk for Liberty, 1 p.m., at the west steps of the state capitol. It's an event you don't want to miss. So put that on your calendar to show up and be there and support for the Walk for Liberty if you're tired of losing access to your public lands. And then also Friday, September 6th, Constitutional Carry Rally at the Robert Matsui Courthouse at 501 I Street in Sacramento, 9 a.m. Be there to show your support. And be there for the court case and the court event, if you want to call it that, the hearing that's going to be going on. But only a certain number of people can get into the courtroom. We're assuming that the judge will only allow will only stay in courtroom three. That's her regular courtroom, and she will not move to the larger courtroom. Larger courtroom holds about 150. The smaller courtroom where she does all of her business is about 50 to 58 people, and so it's going to be really limited on the number of bodies that can get in there. So just keep that in mind. So just plan on, you know, when you go there to be, you can be out in the hallway on the 15th floor of that courtroom, and you can be in support there. You can be downstairs in the lobby if you like, or you can be outside on the patio area, the main entrance, steps, stairs, what have you, and on the, which is right on the street. It's got a corner lot, so there's lots of traffic that goes by. So signs, banners, flags, shirts, whatever you want to wear, bring, what have you. Please participate and be there. We need a lot of people to show up and show support for the Second Amendment. And if you don't show up for it, then you don't deserve the coverage of it.
Well, the other thing we're going to be doing is we want to encourage folks, wear your holsters.
Wear your holsters with the Constitution in it.
Yeah, open carry.
Open carry.
Now, the name of this case is Baird versus Becerra.
Correct.
And basically, as we all know, the Supreme Court and the agreement of the Ninth Circuit in the opinion of the Supreme Court is that open carry of a loaded weapon is the only protected right under the Constitution. Concealed carry, folks, and I know we've said this a lot, but I get amazed every time that I look at someone saying, hey, you know, concealed carry is not a right. Oh, yes, it is. My sheriff says it is. No, it's not a right.
It's a privilege.
It's a privilege, and your sheriff gives you permission.
Yes.
But I just don't see where there's permission in the Second Amendment.
There isn't.
Remember that 31 of the 50 states have open carry without any kind of restriction whatsoever. You buy your gun, you put it on your hip, you walk out of the store. 14 states have a permit that you can get for open carry, and 5 states basically don't allow open carry. In fact, in California, we do allow it with the 26150B2 penal code.
Yep.
We allow the open carry of a weapon, and the sheriff can issue that permit, but guess what? None of them ever have. So if they take away your concealed carry privilege and they take away your open carry right, then how do you protect yourself?
Legally.
Yeah, how do you do it legally?
You don't.
You know, and so, you know, these are the things that we have to be talking about. And the Second Amendment rally, why is that really important? Well, it's important because if we don't have the Second Amendment, how do we protect the rest? You know, we talk about the silver bullet. The silver bullet is representation. Without representation, we have nothing. If you don't have people who represent you that you elect, you have nothing. You have no voice. If we lose the Electoral College and become a democracy, we lose our rights. We lose our voice. If we can't protect that with the Second Amendment, then how do we protect it? And remember, when the Second Amendment was put into the Constitution, it was after we had beat the British and after we had gotten our independence from England. Now, they didn't have the Second Amendment put in there because they were wanting to make sure everybody had a musket to hunt with. They had it in there so that the government would never take their rights again. So basically, the Second Amendment is to protect us from our government, from a government that could be a totalitarian government, from a government that could be overreaching and taking away our constitutional rights. I don't think we have to worry about the squirrels and the rabbits and the deer having a coup to take over our government.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it is either. We have a very interesting show this morning. We have Jeff McAuliffe, who is going to be calling in. In fact, I think he's on the line right now.
Yep.
And he represents the American Mining Rights Association. Jeff, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I am. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Just fine.
Could you tell us a little something about the American Mining Rights Association?
Well, we were founded about 7 years ago, and the reason why we started is because we lost our dredging rights here in California. And the president, Shannon Poe, that's how he made his money, his living, was dredging. And so we started on that basis, and we have turned more to a land rights group, more than mining, trying to keep the public access roads and camping grounds open to everybody. We do represent a lot of miners, but we're representing hunting groups, backpackers, whoever's having issues right now. And not just in California, we're representing across the state.
Now, you have a walk that is coming up, the Walk for Liberty, and that will be on Highway 49. You want to give us the parameters of that?
Yeah, what we decided to do was, you know, California was founded on gold, and the gold rush was Highway 49 area. So we decided to try this year to do a hike, all 300 miles of it, and we're going to start up in Vinton, California, which is up on 49 and the 70, and then we're going to end up all the way down in the end of the road, which is just south of Mariposa, in the town of, let me get it here, I'm drawing a mind blank on the town. But what we're going to do on this hike, not just hike it, but we want to talk to all the ranchers, the loggers, anybody that's having problems with over-regulation. And we want to document that, and then we plan to take that to Sacramento on August 27th at 1 o'clock on the Capitol lawn. We're going to end up in Oakhurst on the 25th of August, and then on the 27th we'll be in Sacramento. We're going to stop literally at every town on Highway 49.
Yeah, we have got groups from the from the state of Jefferson, in every town, waving you on, waving their flags, and we want to know that, you know, we really support you, brother. I talked to Shannon Poe, what a great guy he is and what a fighter he is. And
yes,
isn't he in Idaho right now?
Yes, he's speaking up in Idaho this weekend, so yes.
Now, here's a question I have for you. You know, you talk about the mining rights in California, et cetera, et cetera. It's not just here. I know that there's other states, and Shannon's getting some people that are in the legislative body to cooperate. Have you gotten anybody in the legislative body in the state of California, any state senator or any state assemblyman, to help you at all and be sympathetic and stand up for you? Have you gotten anybody? And if you did, who is that?
You know, we've gotten a couple, and I'm actually going to kind of keep their names quiet until they come out on the walk. And then we've had a couple judges, you know, that ruled in our favor, but then they reversed their decision, especially on the dredging one, the case that was heard down in San Bernardino County. We thought we had a big win on that one, and then the ruling never got enforced, and then it got reversed. Yeah, it's a tough thing right now. And then gate closures is a big issue. And then the cattlemen and the loggers, you know, they're getting just squashed in California, which has led to so many wildfires, you know, mismanagement
yes.
of the forest.
Yes.
And we want those people to join us on this. We've reached out to a lot of logging companies, associations, a lot of the horsemen's associations. The one group that's been kind of hard, and I don't personally understand why they're so hard to get on board, is the off-roaders. You know, they just went through a huge thing down on the Oceana Dunes for land closures. That's kind of pretty much got to stay for a year. Pismo's on the target next. Joshua Valley's on the target. Yet they don't think that they're really involved with the outdoors, I guess, as much as us. I mean, I'm an off-roader as well as a miner, so I don't get why they don't step up more.
Yeah, you know, that is an issue with a lot of different groups. Now, you were getting back to the person or the people who are supporting you that are in the legislative body. Now, I'm talking about the California Assembly. There's 80 of those guys, and in the Senate in California, there's 40 of those guys. So any of those people, I know there's supervisors that are totally behind, you know, everything that we're doing here, that we're all doing. But
we have a couple senators,
okay,
to my knowledge,
okay,
that will be participating in the
Excellent.
Walk.
Excellent. Thank you, sir. Excellent.
And I know that Shannon has them that he's talked to, and they've been very proactive in helping us.
Oh, that's great news. That is super news because, you know, that's been one of the issues that we've had in California, is trying to get the legislative body to work with us on just about anything. And it seems as if, I know that the Republicans now are pretty much they're definitely in the minority. Out of 40 senators, there's 10 Republicans, and out of 80 assemblymen, there's 19 that are Republicans. And Chad Mays, who's a Republican, he's about a biscuit away from a Democrat, so I'm not really sure that he's going to stay there. So, it's encouraging to hear that you're getting a couple folks that are they're going to help you with that.
Hey, Jeff, quick question. Can you tell me, do you guys have a Facebook page or a website that we can share with the public?
Absolutely. Walkforliberty.com or Walk for Liberty on Facebook. We're on both of those.
Okay.
During this walk, we're going to do a live feed 4 or 5 times a day as we're walking. So we want to, you know, keep the public up to date on what's going on. I know the big question we get, can we walk? We're not going to turn away people, but Highway 49 is a 2-lane highway. We really don't want, you know, 500 people on that road walking.
Sure.
It would be awesome if they would pick different spots in the different cities and wave us on with flags and so we can video that. Most importantly, show up in Sacramento, you know, and bring a flag. You know, it seems like the flag is the bad guy anymore in this state.
Yeah, interesting about the flag, too. We've done, we just did there was a big rally for the water issues that they have, basically in Stanislaus in San Joaquin County. There was a big event there in Sacramento not too long ago. And in Sacramento, just so you know, well, you probably know this anyway, but what is it, like 12 inches? Your flag handle can't be longer than 12 inches because they consider it a weapon. Is that what it was, Wim?
Well, it was something crazy like that.
Yeah.
But also the straws that are essentially in the little small flags that we have, they're essentially straws as the little pole, if you will. Those cannot go into...
They can't go in the Capitol.
You can't go in the Capitol.
Because it can be a weapon. But even outside the Capitol, you have to, if you're holding a flag, like a lot of our folks have been holding flags by just, you know, maybe one person on one side and one person on the other because you can't have the pole. The last time we were in Sacramento, a gentleman who was a great guy, a veteran, fought in Vietnam, lost many friends there, was holding a flag, and the highway patrol walked up and said, hey, you can't have that. That's too long. Your pole is too long, and therefore you need to take that flag and put it somewhere else. And he said, you can arrest me if you want. I fought for this country. I'm not taking my flag away. And several women came to his aid.
Yep, they came to his defense. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they expressed to the highway patrolman that they lost brothers and one lost her husband in Vietnam, and there's no way that they're going to make this, that the highway patrol can make this man take the flag. He finally backed down, but that's how egregious they've been out there. So just,
I do believe it's 10 inches.
Is it? Oh, my gosh, buddy.
And you can't have the point on the end of that, you know, on the top of the flag, because that's considered a spirit end. It has to just be a flat, smooth top.
Man, oh, man.
Well, it's not like anybody from inside the building is going to be out there hanging around with the groups. And the people that are the supporters are going to be the ones out there. They're not going to be doing anything crazy. What in the world are they doing? So we're going to be good law-abiding citizens once again and just carry our flags instead of having them on a pole.
We're going to have to go off to our first break, Jeff, but you can hold over, yes?
Yes. No
Absolutely. Great. Because I want to talk to you about, you know, you made a good point about all of us showing up for the event in the 27th. But that, you know, we need to all work together on all these events. And we have an event that may be one of the most important that's ever been done in Sacramento coming up on the 6th. But we'll talk about that. We'll be back with Jeff McCullough from the American Mining Rights Association. Real patriot, the guy who's out here walking the walk and getting the job done along with his partners, compadre, Chen and Poe. So along with that, my good friend, it is time has come.
We're 51.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming 3 states instead of 1. California has an area larger than 7 East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When the light has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand, stand by me.
Stand by me. That's what we need to do, is unite and stand by one another.
That's right.
We have Jeff McAuliffe on the line. He is with the American Mining Rights Association. And if you want to get more information, his website is walk4, that would be the number 4, liberty.com. And you can also go to Facebook and just Google walk4liberty. So, Jeff, we were talking about the event, and you really are walking for liberty, buddy. You're going to be walking a lot of miles, aren't you?
That's correct. there's several of us on the AMRA staff that will be doing the walk start to finish.
Well, you know, we've always talked about representation being the silver bullet, which it really is. I mean, if we don't have representation, then we don't have anything, really. If we don't have a voice in the government, we don't have anything. But the thing that protects that is the Second Amendment, and we were talking about that a little bit earlier. I don't know if you heard the very beginning of the program or not.
I heard some of it as I was coming on, correct.
So anyway, we are having an event on September the 6th at the Robert Matsui Courthouse in Sacramento, and we want 10,000 people to show up. What we want you to do is to show up, because we have a case going on right now in California that is Baird versus Becerra. What that states is that we need to have our Second Amendment rights guaranteed by California. Now, the Supreme Court has ruled, they have an opinion, they don't rule, but their opinion is that the open carry of a loaded weapon is the only protected right under the Second Amendment. Concealed carry is a privilege. You know what happens with a privilege? That means they can take it from you whenever they want, and somebody issues you that privilege. In this case, that's the sheriff in your particular county in the state of California.
And they can charge you a fee for it.
And they can charge you a fee for it. And they can make it more complicated, like Brian Dowley and James Gallagher did. They made it much more complicated to get a concealed carry, and now trying to put all kinds of restrictions on it and different things you have to do and prove that you can protect yourself. I don't know how much you'd have to do with a shotgun. But anyway, point being is that we need to show up for that, because if we don't have the Second Amendment to protect us from an overreaching government, then what do we have? And again, when the Second Amendment was written, it was written after we had won our independence from England. It wasn't written to protect us from the squirrels and the rabbits and the deer that may be wanting to have a coup and take over the government and control the humans. It wasn't about hunting. It was about protecting yourself, your person, your rights, and also protect us as a people from any overreaching government. So we would really hope that we can get all the folks that are there on the 27th need to come back on the 6th. And one thing we'd like to see everybody do, if you don't own a holster, borrow one. Come open carry with a pocket constitution in your holster. Open carry with a pocket constitution in your holster. So anyway, getting back to the Walk for Liberty and getting back to our guest here, I wanted to bring that up. Jeff, we all need to start getting together to really bring back our rights, because we certainly have lost them, haven't we?
Oh, we've lost more rights than ever. And it seems like we're on that fast, slippery slope right now where they're just trying to take more and more from us. And I think that's the biggest reason I originally got involved with AMRA myself. You know, I see my kid going to be suffering, but my grandkids definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to stand up and unite as one once again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not all these individual groups, but come together and as a force of one.
And we can certainly do that by all these things that we're working together on. This can happen.
Yeah, we and we talked to Jeff up in Oregon.
Yep.
We had him on last week, and boy, what a great event that was. They had 750 log trucks up there, Jeff.
Wow.
Yeah, and they got a lot of people there, but you're so right about the loggers. I'm so glad you brought that up. But the main thing now is we have to understand there's, you know, there are basically three things we have to have, at least in, I don't know, maybe, I'm sure you have thoughts on this. If we don't regain our representation, especially in California, where we have one senator for every million people, and we have one assemblyman for every 500,000, I mean, how do you have representation in that? You don't.
Right.
The other thing, and when that was capped at 80 assemblymen, and it was capped at 40 senators, there was only 417,000 people in the state of California. So do the math on that. Now we fast forward to 2019, we have 40 million people in the state of California and not one more legislator. However, we've gone from 57 judges to 2,500 judges. So the judicial branch has outgrown the representative branch, which is the one who makes the laws and is the voice of the people.
Yeah, and what's sad, too, is we got politicians out of Beverly Hills that are making the laws on the mining rights and the dredging ban. And, you know, they don't even know what the outdoors are, you know?
Yes, sir.
It's the beachfront that they think.
We did one meeting with the water board that I happened to be at, and I forget, there was probably over 20 or 30 rangers there, and we asked how many know about what a dredge is. We only had one hand raised out of that group.
Wow.
And here's the guys that are enforcing and making the rules, you know?
Yes. Well, it's like the, you know, we have a candidate's race right here in Northern California for Assembly District 1 for State Assembly. And, you know, the real deal is that when you take an oath to the Constitution, and frankly, you'd have to take an oath to the California Constitution, I would doubt that any of them have ever read it, either one of them. And, you know, that's been the real deal. One of the first questions we ask a candidate is, have you read the Constitution? Have you read the California Constitution?
Right.
So I think that, you know, the other thing, too, I think that for me, when I talk to Shannon, Shannon has a lot of passion. He's in the trenches, folks. Shannon Poe and Jeff, these guys are really in the trenches. They're in there fighting away every day, fighting for their rights, fighting for what they should have anyway. See, that's the amazing thing about this. We live in America, and we're fighting for rights that are ours anyway.
Hey, now, Jeff, I have a quick question. So what you guys, the restrictions you guys are suffering from, now, this is on public lands only. Is that correct?
It's statewide. Doesn't matter if you're on private property or on public land.
Wow.
So you can't,
motorized mining is prohibited in California.
So you can't go out on your, you have a 40-acre parcel, and right dead center you have a spot where you could go do mining on your own property. You're restricted by the state of California from doing that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow.
That is a bunch of BS as far
it
as I'm concerned.
BS.
If you want to tear up your property and do anything else that's not going to impact your neighbors, you should buy it. All means be able to do that if you want, and you're not going to do that. You're not going to tear it up. You're going to take care of it. You're going to be good stewards of it. So how can they? It's no different than going out and extracting gas or oil or anything else. How does that work?
Yeah, that's a crazy thing. The way that the law got passed, anything that is motorized is considered a suction dredge. And it doesn't matter if it's a motorized wheelchair, a vet takes to try to get to his mining claim, that's considered a suction dredge. And they can cite you on that.
What? Taking a motorized wheelchair to get to your dredge, and they can cite you for transporting your body on that?
That's correct, because it's motorized, and it's part of the mining operation.
Oh, my gosh.
it's gotten so absurd the way that they interpret the law. And we tried to clarify that, but that didn't happen. It's craziness what's going on out there.
Well, it's you know, and that's just the spin for your particular industry. It is like that for other industries as well. It's just crazy and ludicrous that they would say something like that about a wheelchair.
Wow.
For somebody to be able to go out and do that, and I'm sure there are several guys, gals, whoever, are going out doing that, but it makes absolutely zero sense that could be a restriction. I don't get it. Now, do you have to pay a fee to do that, or are you just truly flat out restricted and unable to do it?
Well, right now for any dredging, they're supposed to release, I believe in September, a preliminary public review for the new laws and regulations for dredging in California. Then there'll be another period of however many months. They were supposed to issue us permits this year, but when we got the new governor in, he took away two-thirds of the staff, so the board didn't have enough staff, supposedly, to process the permits, which just shows you know, how many permits and how much money the state is losing by not allowing miners to go back to work.
Yeah, you know, you talk about extracting gas. Our new governor sure does a hell of a lot of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, with that, my good friend, we need to go to a break. Can you stay on with us?
Yes, I can.
Great, okay. Well, folks, time has come
for 51.
I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're back at it. Jeff, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. Hey, now, you know, as we're talking about all this, going through the process of introducing this information to everybody, I want to make sure everybody understands that we, our radio shows are broadcasted on the web and so forth, and people can go to kcnr1460.com and they can check the archives, go on to Sunday tab and look for our radio show, and they can listen to all the radio shows. They can listen to this radio show as well, and it'll be put up there probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock today. So I just want the listeners to know that, so they can go back and listen to hear what Jeff is telling us. So if you miss something, that you can go back and listen and make sure you understand what he's saying and the impact it's having on the American Mining Rights Association. I mean, just that's crazy.
It is crazy.
All the stuff going on. And it's just one more thing that California is doing to prevent the sovereign citizens of doing whatever they elect to do. You're in the mining industry. You've been doing that. You've got a great group of people statewide that are doing this, and they're being restricted, and totally like everybody else with whatever industries they have going on. You know, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, comparing to gun rights, I mean, same thing. They're restricting our gun use. The ammo now, I mean, all the crazy things there.
Well, the idea of concealed carry now being the opinion of the Supreme Court and the Ninth Circuit is that it's a privilege.
Privilege, not a right.
And not a right. But the Ninth Circuit did agree with the Supreme Court that that means that open carry of a loaded weapon has to be the only protected right. So that's the crux of the court case we have.
And that's why it's important that we... truly, the industries, you know, your Mining Rights Association, you guys need to lock arms with us, with what we're doing. We need to lock arms with you.
Yep.
We all need to come together. We're all fighting for the same things.
Absolutely.
We're going at it different angles because of what's specific to what we're looking for. But what we're doing is to help all the sovereign citizens and for representation statewide. And people have to understand that. We're working for representation for the entire state of California. Yes, we do want to separate from California, but it's a hand-in-hand thing that we've, our hand-in-glove thing that we've got going on with our court case. And people have to understand that. It's not just, you know, oh, we want to separate and that's it. That's not the case. We're fighting for representation statewide. So when we do separate from California, the Californians, if you will, who stay in, that are not in Jefferson Territory, will have better representation. So that's what we're fighting for, and we're trying to get everything locked together. So with all of us banding together, supporting each other when we have rallies or what have you, this Walk for Liberty, all these things that we're doing, we all need to work together on these things. We all need to communicate together and move it forward and support one another, because we're all brothers and sisters fighting for liberty.
Now, Ben Berkman, who has been really at the front end, the top, now he's the guy who's standing up, just like Jeff and Shannon are doing for mining rights and for land rights. Ben has been doing this for immigration.
Right.
And, you know, the real deal with immigration is that we need to stop it. I mean, first of all, there's no jurisdiction for the state of California. And getting back to our guest, you know, this walk that you're doing, folks, you need to get out in these cities and support them. You know, they'll be going from Plumas County to Nevada County to Placer County, El Dorado County, Calaveras County, Tuolumne County, Stanislaus County, and Mariposa County. Now, aren't you guys placing a sign every few miles? How does that work, my friend?
Yeah, we got a poster we're going to put up every 3 miles we walk.
Mm-hmm.
Saying Walk for Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
We're also, again, we got our website up, we got our Facebook page up, and we want people to come out when we spend a night in these different towns and tell us their stories about the overregulation and how it's affected their family or their business. And we want to take this to Sacramento, and we want a showing as big as we can get in Sacramento on the 27th with an American flag. And we picked that one day in particular because they all have to be at the state capitol, your senators and whatnot.
Right. And, you know, and that's the thing, folks. We have to, you know, some of the things that we are doing, I mean, the CFR court case, the Citizens for Fair Representation, we are in court. In fact, we've been to court twice in Sacramento, and we are in court because of lack of representation and dilution of vote. And, again, I really want to impress upon the fact, folks, that maybe some of you who've never heard our program before, who are listening to us online, you know, people that are associated with Shannon and Jeff, you can get this program by going to KCNR1460.com. You go there, you go to the archive and podcast icon at the top. You hit that, you scroll down to Sunday, to Jefferson State of Mind. That's M-I-N-E, Jefferson State of Mind, at 9 o'clock. And you can listen to this program. In fact, we archive as far back as 5 years. The last 2 weeks with Jeff and Jeff on last week from Oregon about the timber rights and what Oregon is trying to do with, to those loggers. And Jeff McAuliffe had mentioned that earlier, the egregious things that the states have been doing and the government have been doing to loggers. You know, they had 750 trucks show up, and I know that Jeff, we've been talking with him, Jeff in Oregon, and we're able to go ahead and put together a coalition, and that's what we need to do is all work together, because we're all in this for the same thing, and that's representation and liberty.
Amen. Now, I just want to make sure everybody knows that if you go to Walk for Liberty, W-A-L-K, the number 4, liberty.com, the website has the map. It shows the map and the days that they're going to be traveling through the specific areas on the map. So you can find out if you want to follow them in the beginning, the end, the middle, somewhere, what have you. You can do that. So please, you know, get out there and show support. And I don't know, have a bottle of water ready for them as they come by. Whatever, have a meal ready for them as they go by.
Have a cooler full of beer.
Yeah, we did pick the right time of year. Isn't it a little cool in August, isn't it?
Well, you're going to earn your stripes on that one.
Yeah, we're going to. Today's temperature in Reading is going to be 108.
No, that's, no, yeah. It's not. No, it's not. I'm not letting it.
It is. It's 108. And you know where they take that, Jeff? They take that out at the Grassy Airport.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, they used to have a big lit thermometer in the middle of Reading and on Pine Street. And people
asphalt.
Drive by that, and you've got the asphalt, and you've got the cars and everything, so sometimes that temperature would show 121. We lost a lot of folks from Oregon, Washington, ever coming through Reading again.
It's a good way to keep people out of town.
Well, I mean, you know, point being is it's just that's hot.
It's rough.
It is. That's hot.
But, yeah, if you can go out and support them. Now, you guys are going to walk out of your shoes, too, walking that many miles. You're going to have shoes and everything else and not get all blistered up and all that good stuff, aren't you?
That's correct. So, yep, and sunscreen and all the other good stuff. And, yep, that's what, another reason why, too. We really don't want people
sure.
to do the walk with us.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's great, you know, having receptions as you come into a town, what have you, or a wide spot in the road, depending on where they are and so forth.
Yeah, and,
right.
and Jeff's absolutely right, folks, you know. You know,
safety
it's
first.
Yeah, it's safety first. I mean, you know, it's great, you know, to show your support, but just find a spot. Wave your flags, support them, cheer them on. You know, as they're walking by, throw them a bottle of water.
Yep. And if you have a property that they're going to be walking by, you know, put signs up. You know, they'll use that. They'll put that on social media.
Right. And so, if you do throw them beer, make sure it's in a can, not in a bottle, in case they don't catch it.
Put it in a koozie so it doesn't hurt so bad.
Yeah. But,
you know, another thing, too, we do have on the website is the artwork for the walk. And if people would print that off and hang it in stores or wherever they can, just to help get the word out along
that's
the area.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
And use it, you know, put it on your social media as well. Put it out there, Facebook and whatever, and keep sharing the likes and doing all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had a call the other night with the leaders of all the counties, with the 23 counties of SOJ, and all the counties, Plumas, Nevada, Placer, El Dorado, Calaveras, Tuolumne, Stanislaus, and Mariposa will have groups out there, Jefferson groups out there waving Jefferson flags, wearing Jefferson gear, of course, with the United States flag. And you know what? We need to have those Betsy Ross flags out there, you know?
Oh, there you go.
Betsy Ross flags.
Betsy Ross flags.
Oh, we should have got you some of those Nike shoes, you know?
With a Betsy Ross, yeah. We should make those for them, you know?
Walking for liberty.
Walking for liberty.
Amen.
Anyway, Jeff, I want to thank you for being on. Really appreciate you. We're going to go on for our last break. It was Jeff McAuliffe, folks, for Walk for Liberty. We're with you, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, I want to say thanks to Shannon Poe for getting us all together.
What a great guy.
AMRA wouldn't be AMRA.
Hey, yes, and thanks, Shannon Poe.
Hey, Jeff, too, would you come back and tell us how it went?
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll be with you, brother. We'll see you on the 27th. We'll be there. Wynn and I will definitely be there.
Yes, sir.
Sounds great. I'll see you then.
All right, brother. We're going off to our last break here. Time has come.
For 51.
for her man she couldn't stay. Shot down in cold blood by one that carried fame.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Welcome back, Jefferson.
We're back, like a rash.
Like a rash. That's bad.
That's bad. It was a bad rash.
It is.
Poison oak. Okay, we're going to talk about some candidate information.
We are. Anyway, tomorrow night at 2570 South Bonneview Road, at a place that looks like a church, but
It is a church.
It is a church. We're not going to name it, though.
Yeah, we don't name it.
Mm-mm. We're going to have an assembly District 1 candidate forum. Joe Correct. Turner, Patrick Henry Jones, and Lane Rickert will show.
That's right.
Megan Daly and Elizabeth Betancourt were invited but declined to participate. We actually moved the Monday event from August the 5th because...
There was a conflict.
There was a conflict for Ms. Daly, and then the 29th didn't work. We tried one up last Friday up in Siskiyou County, put on by the Republican women, and Ms. Daly couldn't make it. In a debate, she was apparently at the fair in Susanville. And I'm not sure. Haven't had a lot of people call in and say, "Gosh, we saw her." I mean, I'm just saying. So the deal is that when you look at what the candidates are for, you can be really generic. You can say things like, "Well, we want to secure our border." Well, how?
Well, and now I have a question. When she's posting that on her flyer, it says secure our borders, is she talking the border for Oregon and Nevada because that's where District 1 lies? Or is she talking truly the southern border, which she's not going to have any effect on?
Well, the thing is, it's the old political trick because I really don't know anything. And one of the things that was kind of telling is when they had the Republican Central Committee votes. Mm-hmm. And the Shasta Republican Central Committee voted. There were 17 there.
Yep.
You had to have two-thirds. 8 voted for Patrick Jones, 3 voted for Megan Daly, and 3 voted for Lane Rickert. And no one voted for Joe Turner, although I thought he was pretty good myself. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but no one voted for Joe. And then 3...
Declined.
Well, why do you show up to increase the quorum if you're not going to vote? I mean, that's just appalling. And I talked to Nevada County and... Talked to several other counties, by the way. Patrick basically won that, 8-3-3, he won.
Yep.
The real deal is that, she really didn't know about, when she was asked questions about the dam, she really didn't know about it, but she was willing to learn. She didn't even understand that is a state and federal issue when it comes to the Klamath Dams, but she didn't understand that until Mark Baird pointed it out to her on a radio interview a couple of weeks ago. And then she, you know, we asked her about the Second Amendment, which she doesn't mention at all anywhere, and she said, well, the sheriff has the right. No, the sheriffs don't have rights. They don't have the right to do anything. They don't have the right to take a right from you. What they do is they have a duty to follow the Constitution.
Now, did she not put that on there because they're...
Maybe she didn't.
Because they're endorsing her?
Well, you know, I mean, basically...
endorsing her before anybody else even put their hat in the ring?
Well, oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah.
He did, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Our sheriff did that. He endorsed her before he even knew who all was running.
That's right.
Well, why? I mean, what's the background here? Oh, I know.
The fix is in.
The fix is in, yeah. So, you know, the real deal is that, you know, we have to be grown-ups and understand that there are things we do. And every single thing that we do, as far as in electing a legislator, he must or she must have a plan to do something. There is no plan. Like Megan said, she's willing to learn. I mean, can you imagine somebody saying they're willing to learn?
Wait a minute. How long has her husband served as assembly member?
Well, apparently she talks with him every night. I wonder if she agrees on all his points.
She should be, if anything, she should be well-versed on everything. Well-versed.
If he is.
Maybe she is well-versed on things that she's not willing to disclose because then she knows those things will not carry her through the election.
You mean like making concealed carry permits harder?
And reaching across the aisle?
Yeah. Well, making the concealed carry permits, which actually was James Gallagher and Brian Daly broke ranks with the Republicans.
Yep.
And made it harder. Now, okay, you've got to qualify with each gun, but you know, when you're out there shooting, and I mean, how do you protect yourself? You may not be, if you're, you know, maybe you have a hearing problem, maybe you have a little bit of a sight problem, or whatever the case may be, does that mean that you don't have the right to protect yourself?
Absolutely not.
I mean, you know, again, the Second Amendment, folks, here's the real deal. Real deal is you have the sheriff saying, well, you know, I have to also make sure that I follow the state constitution. Well, you know, if they knew the state constitution, they would know that in the state constitution, Article 3, Section 1, specifically states that the state of California recognizes the Constitution of the United States of America as the supreme law of the land, and the state of California is an inseparable part of that, which means that, no pun intended, that the California Constitution is always trumped by the United States Constitution. And it's funny how there is a couple of sheriffs who understand that, but it's funny how a lot of sheriffs don't understand that. The real deal is...
You mean our constitutional sheriff?
I mean our constitutional sheriff.
Jeez.
And so, you know, the real sad part about this is when Megyn Daly does also make the comment that she wants to secure the borders, well, basically, then why don't you have the marshals arrest the governor, the secretary of state, the mayor, or she may be past mayor, I don't know, of Oakland, and the attorney general. And here's why.
And lieutenant governor on top of it.
And lieutenant governor. And here's why. Title 8, Code Section 1324, specifically states you cannot and will not harbor or shield an illegal alien. And that's exactly what they did. Remember, the governor of Oakland warned those folks.
Mayor of Oakland.
Mayor. Did I say?
You said governor, but
did
yeah.
I say governor of Oakland?
Yeah, that's the way they're looking at it. But
I'm getting really...
It's all right. It's all
getting
right.
Worked up here. Sorry, folks. First day of my new tongue. And
it's all good.
You know, the brain's fading, and I've got Ashley laughing, so I guess it was all worth it.
You guys good. Always make me smile.
I'm glad. We try. Anyway, the point being is that, you know, I mean, hey, how about that? How about filing that? I mean, the real deal is that with the Constitution of the United States being the supreme law of the land, that we know in the Constitution that specifically states that naturalization is the jurisdiction of the federal government. We gave it to them. The state doesn't have any right there. And I know, you know, I talked to our sheriff. He said, well, you know, it's a safety issue. Oh, really? How is it a safety issue? On which side? You know, an illegal murdering someone? An illegal running over someone? You know, whatever the case may be. You know, is that it? Or that, you know, that maybe we're, you know, how does that work? I mean, how does that work? The real deal is time has come
for 51.
It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind. Don't know us, you have no clue, and still you're telling us what face. It's time to start a brand new state. The time has come for 50.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.